What do you do when you're lonely and sad? What do you do when you're hurting and can't hide? What do you do when friends just walk away? What do you do? Oh, what do you do? Somebody tell me, what do you do when tears continue to flow? What do you do when you have no place to go? What do you do when choices you have made have gone wrong? What do you do? Somebody tell me, what do you do? Submit your will to the Lord right now.
This is what you do.
Don't you give up, don't you give in, no.
This is what you do.
Look to the hills from which comes the help.
Greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Monday, July the 14th, 2014, continuing with the teachings for the month of July. So we have all manner of occurrences occurring in the earth, occurrences with our friends, occurrences with our families, occurrences with our neighbors, men, women, boys, and girls going through all manner of unspeakable things. Where is our feeling? Where is our love? We're apathetic. So in verse 16, so then, because thou art lukewarm, and neither hot, neither cold, nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Why? Because we are supposed to feel for one another. One of the zodiac signs talks about an organ, talks about a nervous system, teaching us that we are supposed to be one body, feeling for one another. We are here in this universe. We're supposed to be plugged into the systems of life, the web of life, Yahuwah, existing, living. We're supposed to be reflective of the reality of atoms, protons, neutrons, electrons. The neutron is the life, neutral, male and female. The proton is the father, Y chromosome, forming the nuclei with the new life, the neutron. The electron is the mother, mitochondria, DNA, X chromosome. That atom is the facilitator of life. That atom is the Christ hydrogen atom. We are supposed to be reflective of that power to facilitate life. But because we are not acting in the way of life, then Amun, the hidden one, the origins of creation, must spew us out of his mouth. Yahushua must spew us out of his mouth because we are not acting in accord with our nature. The word sin, when you research in the Old Testament African Hebrew, New Testament European Greek, the word sin collectively has to do with us being our created self. Our original nature is a child of the Most High, doing the work of the Most High, doing the work of life, doing the work of existing and living, studying the universe so that we may know and understand how to construct a society that is absolutely obedient to the universal laws of life and living and existing for all. So because we have not done that, because our churches, mosques, cathedrals, synagogues, institutions, whether governmental, educational, financial, or religious, because we haven't done that, then life spews us out. Then Yahushua, which is health, wealth, prosperity, liberty, and vengeance, because we have not acted in accord with those principles, Yahushua spews us out. Because we have not acted in accord with the principles of Amun, doing that righteous work hidden and unseen so that the womb can reveal into the light that righteous work that we have worked hidden and unseen, then Amun spews us out. The universe spews us out. Verse 17, because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked? You have the ruling class and the ruling families who say they are rich and wealthy and need nothing, but they create warfare, they create bloodshed, they create death, hell, and destruction, and they take advantage of that which they have created to continue to exploit men, women, children, boys and girls. Look at those youths coming from Mexico, Central and South America. That condition created by the financial institutions, supporting the drug cartels, money laundering, the money changers, those same money changers that Yahushua overturned their table that was in the temple. And that temple represents the universe. And Yahushua is the power in the universe that comes to administer health, wealth, prosperity, liberty, and vengeance. And that those principles in the universe are forever, I shouldn't say forever, are always in this time overturning the money changers. These House of Rothschild, Hong Kong, Shanghai Bankers Corporation, International Monetary Fund, World Bank, World Trade Organization, the financial houses supporting and financing drug cartels in Central and South America, supporting, financing, and money laundering on behalf of the so-called Islamic terrorists in the Middle East, and they are not Islamic. They are mercenaries. The drug cartel leaders are mercenaries, terrorizing the people. So the people are moving, on the move, immigrating, traveling from one place to the other. And those youths have no future in their home, no job, no education. So their parents, desperate, moving them across the border. And the wicked ruling class and ruling families are the creators of all this condition, all of these conditions. And they say, oh, we're rich, we're wealthy, we need nothing. Well, Yahushua is telling them, no, you're naked, you're poor, you're miserable, you're wretched, you're blind. Why? Because you, wicked ruling class and ruling families, have created a system that has destroyed the human being. And you cannot rise any higher than the human being that you have destroyed. So in order for you to really be rich, you must make all rich. You must make all wealthy. You must make sure that all have equal access to the universe. And so the sin is that we have been made other than ourselves. The sin for them is that they are not their original nature, natural created self. Every human being made the promise to Yahuwah in the waters of Noon, without form and void, when we were known by the Almighty before we were formed in the wombs of our mothers, that we would come into the earth realm and lead captivity captive, or in other words, set the captives free. So they are poor and miserable and blind and naked. Then you have the technicians who work on behalf of the wicked ruling class and ruling families to propagate a system of destruction. They say they're well off too. They're all right. Nothing going on. Everything's cool. No, they are also wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. Why? Because these technicians who are wicked, we have good technicians, good Congress people, senators, but you have the bad ones. These bad ones who are the wicked technicians have helped to facilitate the condition of wretchedness, miserable reality, poverty and impoverishment, blind on all levels, this condition of being blind on all levels and naked on all levels, naked literally, out of doors, no clothes, naked stripped of job, naked stripped of education, naked stripped of identity. This being naked on all levels, this condition of the people. So the technicians, you're lying to yourself. Also, working class people, religious people, many of them were in Southern California, screaming, squawking, making noise against children, saying go home and calling them names. Screaming at the mothers, saying go home, calling them names. Well, they are poor, miserable, wretched, blind, and naked as well. And any of us living in the United States of North America, thinking that we are okay because we have a 9-to-5 job, a home, a car. But everything that we purchase, see, there's a scripture in 1 Corinthians. I can't help but use scripture to prove scripture that talks about idolatry. And that word idolatry has to do with offering up of idols to other gods and goddesses. And the meat offering that is given to the idol is half burnt by the fire. And then the people were called to consume that half burned meat, half burned by the fire. All of that is only symbolic of a nasty, rotten system of covetousness and idolatry. The idol only represents minerals and resources, silver, gold, stone, wood, platinum, etc. And so Paul says in another place that idolatry is covetousness. And covetousness is to want what is not yours and obtain that which is not yours by means of destruction of the owner of that which you want. So this system is idolatrous and covetous because the system, through warfare and bloodshed and death and hell and division, has hijacked the wealth of the masses of the people and caused us to participate in it. Because when we go to the stores and the supermarkets and the malls to purchase items, computers and printers and cell phones and cars and bicycles and clothes, all of this that we purchase and consume, eat. We are consumers. We eat these items economically. All of these are the result of fire, bombs, missiles, warfare. So the blood sacrifice has taken place and is taking place. And men and women and boys and girls are dying by the millions, sacrificed by blood, sacrifice, and fire. And the items that we consume are the results of such a blood sacrifice by fire. This scripture is telling us that until we overturn a system like that, then all of us are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. Verse 18, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich. Now this goes to the science of the table of elements. Gold, number 79 on the table of elements. Hydrogen is number one. One proton, one neutron, one electron. Hydrogen is the cause of all the elements on the table of elements by the power of the Almighty Yahuwah, Father and Mother acting as one. Gold is 79 protons, 79 neutrons making up the nuclei, and 79 electrons outside of the nuclei. Therefore, according to Dr. Gabriel Oyibo and Booker T. Coleman, gold is really 79 hydrogens, and the whole table of elements is really hydrogen all the way through from one to the end. And so the school systems, educational systems, and institutions coming from Europe have given us a fictitious table of elements. The reality is that it is all hydrogen. So when we study hydrogen as the base of the universe, this hydrogen atom, hydrogen Christos, hydrogen Eloha, hydrogen Adon, this hydrogen atom that is the base element of the whole of the universe, coming out of dark matter, the melanin of the universe, coming out of the waters of noon, those waters of noon being the physical reality that is the dark matter and the melanin of the universe. Hydrogen, even in the deepest, darkest water, according to Cosmos, Neil deGrasse Tyson, he said, down there where there is no light, life comes from and out of that hydrogen reality. I think he said hydrogen sulfide. But hydrogen in the deepest waters prevailing to promote and propagate life, because the hydrogen atom is that atom that is commensurate with Christos and Yahshua Mashiach and Adon and Eloha. All of these are synonyms, interchangeable words to describe that elusive hydrogen atom power. So when we understand this science and understand that from the fire and the work of the fire, we get the gold. And the gold is a precious metal. And you are precious metals, sisters and brothers. You are as precious and more precious than all the metals and minerals of the earth. And you and I are made from these elements. You, according to scientists and researchers, all of us are made from different metals like gold and whatnot. All of these minerals can be found in our vital organs. So studying the sun, hydrogen, atom, solar energy, the sun, studying gold, studying the table of elements, we will be rich because we will be aligning ourselves with the principles of life and the principles of living and existing. It says in verse 18, continuing, and white raiment that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve that thou mayest see. Now, the word white raiment has to do with light and brilliance and bright and whiteness and dazzling light. Now, we understand scientifically now that the yellow sun shining white light, when seen through a prism, fractures that light into the colors of the rainbow. When you look closer, you see in between the colors this dark matter, dark lines. The melanin of the universe that causes the universe to function as the universe should function. So when we understand this science, understand photosynthesis, understand how the dark matter, melanin of the universe, causing the yellow sun to shine white light that can be fractured into the, I think it's seven colors of the rainbow, light representing knowledge and wisdom and overstanding, and as Dr. Phil Valentine would say, inner standing. And with this knowledge and wisdom of Yahuwah, the knowledge and wisdom of how to propagate life let me say it this way. Neil deGrasse Tyson was saying in Cosmos that if we were to really study photosynthesis and study solar energy, we could create energy, generate energy, and generate life in such a way that it would not be detrimental to the ecology, to the ecosystem. So this is what Yahushua is talking about. The whitening color of ripening grain, that grain representing the seed of life. See, the universe is life, sisters and brothers, and we must get into life. Before that seed dies, it turns white, and then dies and comes again as whatever that seed was meant to grow and become. And so we, white light, we die and we become white light, and we resurrect to be who we are supposed to be, so that we may propagate life and be clothed in the universe, clothed in the white light that is the result of the power of dark matter and the melanin of the universe. Then our nakedness will not appear. And then we anoint our eyes with eye salve. And eye salve has to do with a preparation composed of various materials and used as a remedy for tender eyelids. A remedy for tender eyelids, having to do with strengthening the eyes so that we may be able to see. Let me see if I can find some of the knowledge that we saw as it concerns this word, to glue together, cement, fasten together, fasten firmly together, join one's self to, cleave to, keep company. So I'm thinking that our eyes are not functioning as they should be, and so we do not see that we are to join ourselves on to the poor working class masses of the people. So therefore we are in need of materials that will remedy this ailment, so that we may join on to one another, fasten ourselves on to one another, and cleave to one another, and not be divided, not be disconnected from each other, so that we can together stand up for each other and overturn a system of death, hell, and destruction. Further in that chapter of 3, verse 19 now. And as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Sisters and brothers, we know that we have not done each other correctly. We know we have not treated each other correctly. We know that the system has divided us against each other. We know that we've not treated our spouse correctly, spouses, our children, our parents. We know that we have not treated that one or those ones of that different religion or race or ethnicity or class or creed correctly. We know we have done each other wrong. We know we should have loved one another, protected one another, stood up for one another, and defended one another, and we did not. So we must repent. We must make a change. Yahushua is rebuking us and chastening us because Yahushua loves us. Amun loves us. And that word love, to love, approve of someone, show signs of love, but is rooted in another word that has to do with friendship. Yahushua is our friend and companion. And Yahushua is health, wealth, and prosperity. And Yahushua is also vengeance because we have refused to act commensurate with the principles of health, wealth, and prosperity, living and existing for all, allowing ourselves to be divided and disconnected. And then the system can come right in and destroy that one that we are disconnected from. Those sisters and brothers in Central and South America, Mexico, are our sisters and brothers, and we must see better. We must use light and various materials, study materials, reading materials, truth, justice, and righteousness. These are materials that we put on our eyes that are weak, that we may join on to one another and see each other, or else we will continue to suffer the rebuke and chastisement of Yahushua and Amun. So be zealous, therefore. Be hot. Be hot for truth, justice, and righteousness. And let us repent so that, in verse 20, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, open the door, I will come into him, will sup with him, and he with me. This is liberation talking. This is health, wealth, and prosperity talking, saying, listen to the voice of truth, justice, and righteousness. Listen to the voice of health, wealth, prosperity, liberation, liberty. Listen to the voice of vengeance that tells us if we do not act in accord with our original nature, which is Yahushua, health, wealth, and prosperity for all, existing and living for all, then we will suffer the vengeance because we're not acting as we should. Open the door of our hearts. Allow Yahushua, allow the principles of health, wealth, and prosperity to come in so that we may do that hidden and unseen work that will be revealed into the light by the womb of the universe as truth, justice, and righteousness for all. Verse 21. And when we come back in the next session, we'll open with this verse and go into detail. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. We have to overcome the system and align our lives in accord with existing and living for all. We have to overcome the media, overcome the institutions, overcome the government, overcome the CIA, overcome the FBI, overcome all of that which is being used by the wicked ruling class to separate us from each other, overcome the system, and we will be able to sit in the throne. Jah love. Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah, Rastafari, Haile Selassie people.